With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan!
Swash.
I love when you start with a smile.
I'm happy to be talking to one of my best buddies, you know?
Same here. And ringing in the new year with my bro.
Tomorrow's the eve of new, and then it's the new.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, it's eve of new. Maybe even new in some time zones.
Yeah, I mean, some people are, it's fucking tomorrow in some places. Yeah. I'd love to see that for them.
Yeah.
So, this is fun game.
So, yeah, this festive period has been pretty bad for us.
Yeah, festive up our assholes, yeah, pretty much is about.
We got fest fucked.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's fun. It's fine.
You netted positive on your minus 12, I see.
How could I not? Every player I got rid of didn't play.
Wilson, Rashford, Bruno. Well, Reese played. He hauled. He got infinity more than he normally gets.
That's true. That's true. I did hit a point out. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I keep somehow taking huge hits. And then every week when I look at my team, I have at least three or four players not playing.
Yep.
I don't know how this last one was like remarkable because I got the Bruno suspension. I was planning on obviously taking more hits because it's fun to take hits and shit.
Yeah.
But like Callum getting injured for the fucking life. Like I was planning on holding him for a while. Like that, nope. And then their game got postponed anyway. But like he gets injured and Rashford didn't play, got 0 points. Bruno gets suspended. Like Dallo didn't start. It's like every time I look at my team, it's just all the players I just brought in are either their games don't happen or they just are fucking hurt or whatever. It's crazy.
Hey, you held Foden.
Well,
silver lining. Silver lining.
Yeah, Foden played well. But yeah, I mean, I got like 30 something points. Not great.
Yeah, 43 minus 12, 31.
Yeah, I would have gotten less if I didn't do what I did. And so there we go. But, you know, I mean, Sterling, Raz not playing didn't feel good. And then, you know, Dallo not playing also was bad. So I didn't have 11 again, even though I keep taking minus 12. So
we weren't. But you had 11, right?
No, Raz didn't play. So I had 10.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. Fuck. Bob the Monster, though. 3 points. Better than De Gea. Hall. Better. Hall. Absolute monster. He's so fucking just can't stop getting points. He's so good.
I hit him in my minus eight. I hit in Bob, Jota, and Cucho. So I lost 2 points on my minus eight. You hate to see it.
Somehow. It's losing points on the hits when you hit out zero is so hard to do. It's like it's not like we're bringing players who are actively like not the best players on their team or in great fixtures. We're bringing all those things in, and when you have 0 points outgoing and still not evening on the hit is so hard to do. Happening though.
I can do it. Yeah,
I did it last week. I was like minus seven last week on my minus 12. My players I got in have like 3 points.
It's just the flick of the wrist. Yeah, I think James, friend of the pod, James was on like negative one. Going into today or something like that on his like minus 12 or something. Like it's just ridiculous. But yeah, I'm on a steep decline right now. I'm back to back reds for the first time since gaming 2 and 3. Yeah. It's another 50k red for me. I'm down to 230k.
Yeah.
Another week back to back weeks where I get one goal. So, you know, Captain Mo gets zero. Yeah.
Do you wanna go off about that a little bit, or you already got that out of your system?
I mean, I try and avoid thinking about FPL as much as possible in my regular life. But one thing that I did think about was just like this Mo cap reminded me of the Kai cap disaster of the 7-0, obviously. And I was just thinking like, man, we put so many eggs into one basket all the time. Mm-hmm. And it usually is really bad. You know, every once in a while we get like, you know, an Alexis 30 pointer and we both hit him in and captained him and it's a fucking jizz fest, but rely on.
What do you
mean
by eggs and like having like too many Liverpool players or something?
No. I mean, just going all in on one guy for a cap. Like the only reason, the actual only reason that anyone would have kept Mo is to cap versus Leicester. Because it was blank before, Chelsea after, and then blanks again. Like, the only reason anyone would have brought in Kai that week was for the cap, the 7-0, like, just mockery of a game. You know, we always do it, and we always chase the fucking, like, five-goal game that comes once in every 100 or something like that, and it's probably bad. It's probably just bad, but those are my only thoughts on that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I don't know if I agree with that lesson to be gleaned from this because he missed a pen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's like a 20 point captain hall right there.
Huge.
And then he had that other good chance. Liverpool played like fucking dog shit and they deserve everything they got out of that game, which was 0 points. He had that other big chance he missed. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. It's the first time he's ever failed to score a point in FPL.
Oh my God.
177 appearances is his first zero.
He's never had like a yellow and a sub before 60 before or anything. That's
according to this guy, Gowerang or whatever. He posts like stats on Twitter and shit.
Yeah.
First time ever. Right. Third time. It's only the third time he's failed to score 2+ points.
I mean,
started.
I mean, I also think it's a very different case than Kai, like, which was very much more punty. Mm. Whereas this is a case of like, clearly, by a million miles, the best captain option was Mo coming into this game.
Unanimous.
Week.
Yeah.
It was not remotely close. I mean, the team that he's playing just could have just shipped 10 and they gave up 6, you know, to City. And you're looking at Liverpool coming in with like extra day. All of the signs were pointing to the things.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, he doesn't. This is a thing that also fucking blew me away. He plays, they just bought that cheekbone fuck from Southampton, Vestergaard.
Bestie.
Literally, he's a center back. They just bought him. They just paid for him this summer. Yep. He played 2 fucking DMs at center back instead of playing him. Like, that was amazing. That's
how bad he is.
Yeah. That's how bad he is. I mean, they don't play a recognized center back in the fucking team, and they hold them to 0 goals. Yep. That's crazy. You know what I mean? Yep. I think those are just the randomness of the game. Though,
That's kind of also what I'm saying. We're like, we're sort of agreeing in different ways because, like, it's soccer, football, whatever, FPL. It's the highest variant sport in the world, or that I know of, or that I've ever paid attention to. So, yeah, that shit just happens, but that's even more of a reason to maybe, like, if the only reason you're holding a guy is to cap him 1 week and the rest of the reasons are all bad, I feel it's not enough. Okay. I feel like it's not enough. That's my personal lesson. But let me update leagues.
That's good. I think that's a good thing to
that's
keep
what
ourselves
I was trying to
in
say.
Check. Yeah. Especially when you're looking at hit in and then hit out or something like shit like
that's,
that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
because I'm sure people like hit him out for Ron or Kane and then hit him back in or free hit him back in. And it's just like, geez, you put so many resources into trying to predict a one game thing. In the
what
highest
about those,
variant sport.
The people who free hit last, like who had Mo and free hit last week and got 1 million points last week, and then they have a little bit of a dud this week. I mean, they're probably happy.
Yeah, I think they're thrilled.
Yeah, but they kind of just fell into it. Or like, I don't know. That's too specific. It's, but
yeah. Right, sorry, let me update leagues. Yeah. We got the winners for the FMLPL Prize League Mug League for December. Hardest month to win, easily. So many game weeks. We got 2 tied for first place because Owen took a hit in Game Week 15. So Owen Byrne, a.k.a. Owen Away, and Marcus Ringstad, a.k.a. Locomotive Toyin. Second place, John Todd, a.k.a. Mina Girls. And third place, Caleb St. Ather, a.k.a. Credit to the Boys. By the way, he's a Discorder. He's ranked 97th overall.
Wait, if we have a tie for first, we get 4 mugs out?
That's what I've been doing, behind your back. A tie for any place I'd send for.
Okay.
I
like that. That's very generous.
Yeah, you know, trying to make the people happy. And then the aforementioned Caleb is also the leader of the public league. He's fucking first overall in the public league. Obviously, everyone should join the Discord. The results are clear as day. If you're in the Discord, then you get ranked top 100 and fight for mugs every month, just like Caleb.
I won't argue with that. That sounds
I mean it's fact.
Like a true thing. That sounds like a true fact.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right, where to begin?
What's on your mind?
Should we just keep talking about Liverpool? Because we kind of touched
on it. Yeah, I mean, why don't we actually talk about your dumb team and their fucking performance? I mean, you must have been up a wall. I don't know.
They were just so bad. I actually wasn't up a wall because we were so bad that I was just like, I mean, you can't just play like that and get away with it. It seemed like if another hour went on, we still wouldn't have scored to me. It was just like bad performances pretty much through and through. You know, Fab had to get subbed early for fitness. Hendo didn't look like himself. Just like Mane was horrible. Like Mo didn't really do anything outside win the pen and miss the pen.
He had that one chance.
Yeah.
That Schmeichel tipped over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fucking awful. And then, you know, to hold them for a blank and then they have Chelsea away is just like feels so bad FPL wise. And that's where a lot of the questions are from. It's some Charles who said if AFCON's happening plus the Chelsea fixture, would you switch Mo to Kev? Jeff D, thoughts on Mo to Sun cap if the rest of our team has no problem whatsoever. And then Duet said, with Chelsea picking up more injuries at the back, do we hold Mo for Chelsea before sending him off or just move now? Sun's a popular option. Looks to be a better cap this week, too. Yeah, Spurs are fucking at Watford. Incredible. What do you think about Mo this week?
It's tough. I mean, I expect a reaction. You know, I mean, they're obviously upset with themselves. I mean, game was... And they probably overlooked it a little bit, too. You know, I mean, it seemed like they walked in there just expecting because they showed up, they would get 3 points, which should have happened because the disparity on the teams of the teams and the players that were on the field was so great.
Yep.
Just wasn't happening for them. But I mean, Chelsea are a little bit all sorts. All of a sudden they have no wing back. Both their starting wing backs are out. They're, you know, they've got center back injuries. They've missing fucking players everywhere. So, you know, and Liverpool need, a draw is not good enough for Liverpool.
No.
Absolutely so I don't really like the idea of getting rid of Mo this week. I don't think I would do that. Like Mo to Son, I don't think I would do that. I would look elsewhere. Or save instead, I think.
I actually don't mind it at all. Yeah. Mo to Son, Mo to Kev. Despite all of the reasons you said, I still think it's going to be just like a really hard, tough game, you know, with a very, very low ceiling for Mo. You know, without like some fucking worldy or and a pen or something like that. I don't really see like a double return that
I mean, being it likely. Could be, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, he put 10 points up against them earlier in the season. I mean, he scored the fucking four pen. Returns against United. He double returned against City. I mean, you know, it's Mo.
Yeah. So. No, of course he's possible. Yeah. It's possible.
But no, I hear you.
And I feel like Chelsea, you know, despite not really being in the title race for a while now, I feel like they're probably excited to play against a team that's going to actually go for it in a weird way. Like they're probably looking forward to fucking bunkering down and playing their game that did so well for them at the end of last season. I don't know.
And in the reverse fixture. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
10 men or whatever. Okay.
That's tough. Yeah. I don't mind that move. Like if Jeff apparently has the perfect team, I don't mind that move. I think it's probably going to come out positive.
Yeah, I mean, well, it would definitely come out positive in over the next few because Mo's only playing one. Sure, but you know, it is really, you know, you weigh your team and whatever, but you know, yeah.
Well, the thing also with Spurs, it actually reminds me of what we were talking about earlier with going all in on the cap. Is that you know they have at Watford absolutely unbelievable fixture, then their home Arse at Chelsea. I don't know. Is that good to bring in a guy that you're really only happy with for 1 week?
Well, I mean, I always still view that the Arsenal game, that Derb, as just 2-2 kind of games.
Wide open madness.
You know, that obviously sometimes it's 0-0 or it's more cagey. Yeah. But in general, you know, I never really view that as too bad. And, you know, I am extremely worried about Chelsea. So, you know, we'll see where they're at in a few weeks, you know, when they do play, you know, who's available. But I don't think that Chelsea isn't as bad as, you know, when it was game week 9.
Yeah.
As from a goal scoring standpoint.
For sure.
So,
for sure. And, you know, and more if there's doubles, doubles, then that'll make it a lot better. But we
don't, which we don't know anything.
There's supposed to be doubles in 22, maybe going to be doubles in 21, apparently, but like we know fucking less than nothing.
I mean, are they going to fucking tell us tomorrow the Game Week 21 is in 2 days?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
All right. Yeah. I mean, doubles, I don't even, they fucking throw that out the window, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, I mean, more worrying to me, you know, moving over to Sun Canish, I mean, they look fucking disgusting. They played against 10 men for over a half. I mean, they couldn't fucking do anything. So, I mean, what are you looking at there? Like, oh, all of a sudden, just because, I mean, yeah, Watford are, you know, they spread their cheeks wide open for anyone, whoever visits, as we just watched West Ham, you know, could have scored 6 against them, and West Ham suck ass at scoring goals. But, you know, Spurs aren't some juggernaut. You know, that's not a sure thing. You know, they struggle to create massively. So
the XG this week is kind of funny. Spurs 2.1 XG in open play plus a pen. Liverpool 2.1 XG in open play plus a pen. One scores one, one scores zero. You know, like City some weeks have 2.1 XG and score 6.
How did they have such a high XG, Spurs? I don't remember them missing anything.
Doc got a lot of huge chances. He got like two or three like at point blank chances. Yeah. Son had one big one.
Left.
Yeah, Son had one big one.
Okay.
And then I think it's just accumulation of they had 20 shots.
The little ones. Yeah. They had so many shots.
Yeah, they just had so many shots other than that. Yeah. Yeah, Spurs are interesting for sure. Speaking of City, we did get City questions. Ramsey said.
Wait, I wanted to just come back to Liverpool one more. I was listening to the review show. I always listen to the review show because I love hearing their insights of and what they saw in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
They literally, it was, you know, it's a 45-minute episode, and I think those are some of the smartest football minds, you know, people I listen to in my life. They didn't mention Mane's name once. And I couldn't believe it because I was sitting there waiting for the 5 minutes on Mane of like what the actual fuck is he doing?
Like, is he part of Liverpool's strongest 11 anymore type of like, conversation?
Is he a paid actor?
All
is
my tweets were Peps, like, get Mane off the fucking pitch, please, God.
I mean, he started the season off where he was, you know, he was ticking along, scoring, you know, he had a good, he had like 7 and 10 or something like that.
Yeah, he was under his XG because he could have had like Hattied in some of those games, but he was still scoring regularly enough that it was good. Yeah.
And I mean, he only scored 11 goals last year. I mean, for him to be playing in the position that he's in and to go 7 games in the league without scoring a goal is really, really, really bad.
It's ludicrous.
Like, it's just really bad.
Insane. Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
And when they play bad, he is, like, to me, all of the arrows really, and fingers are pointing to him, like, usually. When he, because he just has a habit or a knack of killing attacking actions by doing the brain dead, bad touch, heavy pass.
Right. You know,
undercut pass, bad, wrong decision. Like, I don't know. I mean, he's been kind of bad for a while.
I feel like the prime Mane was not that dissimilar in terms of, like, he would do mad shit all the time. But it was in a good way because it was like a wild card almost. Like, he would, like,
unpredictability
and like a looseness and change of pace and change of style that a team wasn't ready for because they're focusing on Mo or whatever. And then he would score or then he would set up a goal. But yeah, I mean, he has a million shots, a million XG in the last like seven Champions League games too. And no dongs. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, you know, we play FPL. So we watch like, you know, the returns and he obviously does so much tracking back defensive work, the pressing, all of that is amazing.
Amazing.
But, you know, this is a team that plays 4-3-3, you know, they play with three, you know, DMs basically. And, you know, the over-reliance on Mo and, you know, Jota is very good at missing chances. That's, you know, one of his greatest attributes. And Bob, who doesn't, you know, when Mane is not, you know, returning, it makes them, you know, I feel like that's when they get panicky. Is like, you know, seven games in a row.
Also,
it's just
Mo
crazy.
Has been a bit off it, which is fine because he's Mo and off Mo is better than any other player in the league. But it's earlier in the season, you could just give it to him and he would just beat two guys and score. Yeah. And it was like easy mode and it didn't really matter that much. But yeah, when he's playing at human levels, you just need so much more from Mane. Yeah. And
I think, you know, he's maybe just straight up declining. And yeah, you know, I feel like he's living on reputation age. So much.
He's at the age.
Because we say that so much too, right? Like you were mentioning, like he does, like he has that first half is like, holy shit, he's the worst player on the field. Like, what is he doing?
That's classic Mane.
Yeah, but then it's like, oh yeah, but then also he could just come out in the second half and be a completely different player. Like,
yeah.
But he hasn't been like that for a long
right
time.
Right now, that's very much not happening.
Not happening. And to continue to say that is sort of unfair because it's just he hasn't shown that for years.
I mean, I expect Jota, Bob, Mo versus Chelsea.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that's just what I expect. But you know, it could be any combination. But
yeah, I really don't know. I mean, if I had to bet on it, I would put Jota on the bench.
Yeah,
because I just expect him to go with his guys and and flog Mane before he leaves anyway. It's like fucking whatever. I give a shit.
Right.
You know, I mean, if I had to, but I would. I think playing Jota instead of him, he deserves to play ahead of him. He's been playing better than him all season consistently.
Yeah.
But
absolutely,
yeah. We'll see.
Mane had 18 touches in the box. Mo had 17 touches in the box.
Yeah, I mean,
what the fuck?
Mane is just, and that's his underlying stats are always so good because he plays on this fucking team, this juggernaut team.
Yeah,
it's fucking insane. You know, what I mean, you put Adama in that position, he wouldn't go 7 games without scoring in Liverpool if he's
are
playing
you
on
kidding me
on Mane's spot.
Adama,
yeah.
He goes 700 games. He goes 700 games without scoring.
No,
Adama.
He wouldn't.
7 million. You're right.
No, 7 games playing that position in this team and what they do is fucking insane.
He'd hit the bar. I'll give you that. He'd hit the bar. I'll give you that.
Mane hasn't hit the bar in the last 7 games.
No.
Fucking puck. Fucking sucks, dude. And I love him so much. I love watching him play. And he still has the same swagger and arrogance.
Yeah,
but it's like, why are you fucking up everything all the time?
It's hard to see him decline. And
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like everyone said, you know, at the time when COVID was starting, when Liverpool made like no moves and all that shit, everyone basically, all of the like news and all that stuff was, they were trying, the plan was to sell one or two of the big three to like a Madrid, a Barca back in the day when they had money and refresh the squad. And now, you know, him, Mo, Bob, they're all like 30-ish. Like, you know, it's when you're supposed to start declining.
Yeah, well, the window's closing.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about City.
Okay.
Ramsey said, for the third City spot, do we move our Chelsea defenders to Laporte or Mount to Foden? Personally, I already have Dias and Cancelo. Triple City D sounds fun. What do you think? Cammy said, is Foden just the pick if all of the City attackers are going to be rotated? And Warren said, Laporte over Dias for the extra money.
First of all, I can't believe that there are people that don't have three City players. They are the only team that haven't had games called off over the last like month. How are there teams that don't have three City players in this game?
I think it's
insane to me.
I think like a lot of people have like Dias, Cancelo, and then we're just like, I don't believe in Bilva, and everyone else is getting rotated, and like, you know what I mean? I can't get like Kev or whatever, and just like, didn't get there, I guess.
So why don't,
it's better to not have three than to have fucking Bilva. Oh my God.
Why don't you talk about your Bilva experiencing?
The Bilva's the one time where I'm like, I'll just bow down to the lords of FPL and ignore the underlying, and he's a really good player and looks amazing, and then he just gets me no points.
No points.
He is a fucking disaster of a pick who should be transferred out immediately, if not sooner.
Okay.
As soon as I think you called it a couple weeks ago, a couple pods ago or something, the way you described it was basically like, when he was scoring those goals, they were relying on him so much because he was the best player on the pitch and they needed him to do everything. And since other guys have become fit, whether it's Foden, Mahrez, you know, Raz is back on the pitch, Kev, etc., they just don't need him to do that stuff. So he fills other roles.
He's stitching it around.
Yeah, he's just, there's not like a single argument to keep him or have him, in my opinion. Just a very, very bad pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
But Foden, great pick.
Great pick, great player.
Yeah.
Great always pick. Has been. Always
yeah.
will be.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever he plays, great yeah. shot for points.
Mahrez, we don't need to really spend time on him because he's got the game and then he's gone.
He's but, gone to AFCON, yep.
I mean, Raz and Kev, I think, are extremely interesting. I mean, yeah. I've had Raz for a while now, and, you know, I mean, I'm always in Team Raz. I'm fucking obsessed with him. I love him so much.
Yeah.
Kev is looking just like, you know.
He's Kev. Back. Yeah, he's back. Yeah.
11-9, though, is so much.
It's crazy to pay an extra $1.2 million over Raz. Yeah, I know. The thing with Kev is I expect him to start almost every game.
Yeah.
And the thing with Raz is that you're in Pep's hands. But, you know, as we've seen with his last results, his 14-8, 11-7, 5-3-8 for Raz is when he starts, he has double-digit potential, and hopefully he starts on the right when Mahrez is gone. Like, that would just be the best thing ever. If it was Raz on the right, Foden on the left, there would just be so and, good.
I mean, Jesus did him a service with his performance against Brentford.
Can Jesus just fuck off to AFCON? Can someone just... trade nationalities with him, like, just go away, man.
I mean, sick of watching him. Yeah, he's just irritating. I mean, he did beat his man and get to the bye. He did some stuff, but it's just come on, it's not good enough for City. It's just not good enough.
It's not good enough for them. Yeah, they play with like 11 midfielders, you know, and everyone's amazing on the ball. Everyone can pass. Everyone's just like so tidy, both feet, whatever. And then this fucking guy just like rolls in.
Cincinnati Reds mascot with the eyebrows just fucking running around in circles like a Munson. It just so
doesn't fit. Just go somewhere else. Do something else. Leave me alone.
If you are willing to go into the Raz experience, and it's delightful, this is the best time because you know he's playing Arsenal. And then you got Mahrez gone for a little bit. You know, I mean, this is when he, and who knows, you know, he could fucking... the civil war could keep raging and everyone who's in AFCON never come back. Like, who knows? You know, I mean, if you're looking at it, you know, this is the time to go for Raz. And, you know, Foden's a consistent because he's just good and he's obviously in their best team. It's just, you know, Pep doing Pep things where he'll miss out sometimes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Raz, Foden, Kev, it's hard to go wrong, I think, with any of them.
Yeah, I like all the picks, but doesn't that then make... Foden just by far the best pick.
Yeah, because I think
I think a lot of people, at least in our Discord, have two defenders. And I wouldn't be doing a defender to like a Raz. You know, like I wouldn't probably make that like double change. I would so much rather just make the third City guy Foden.
Yeah, so I would do that. I think that.
Okay.
This season is unique because in the past, like, I mean, I had triple City defense last year, like, for fucking
you
all
triple
the time.
City,
I triple defense for fun.
Yeah, that's your thing.
I mean, I think the biggest, you know, difference of this season than in seasons past is that there aren't a lot of good attackers in the game, period.
That's true. That's true.
And City is like, and Liverpool are the literal only two attacks that I trust.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of good defenders in the game. You know, I mean, there are plenty of teams that have, you know, decent defenses, you know, and it's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, Cancelo is untouchable, but, you know, Diaz keeps getting these attacking returns. And same with Laporte is just fucking bonkers. Like,
I mean, Laporte, so... at least, like, he's always been kind of good at that. Diaz is like, what
he's
tarnation?
Like, what are you doing? He had that fucking outside the box goal the other week. I was like, what is that? Yeah. But I think that, you know, over the 3 to 4 week plus, you know, you're going to be happier to have, you know, Foden and Kev, Raz and Foden, Raz and Kev, whatever.
You might
rather than having, you know, Diaz. I think that is actually a good thing.
I don't think I agree, but I don't think it's like strongly one way or the other either. Like, I think it's fine, but you know, it's we always say the same thing about City, but I expect him to clean literally every game all season except for the two against Liverpool. Yeah. And when you just think, you know, Diaz is going to start, you know, 9 of every 10 and get a lot of 6-pointers in that period, you know, and Raz, we'll see. It makes me think it's fine to just keep the double defense, but yeah, I don't mind it either. And Laporte over Diaz does seem pretty obvious to me if you're like,
I agree with that a million
bringing
percent.
In one defender. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Even though Laporte is kind of a fucking shithouse defender.
He's not good. It's like he's their so worst much worse. Defender. Yeah, yeah. He's very bad, but
he's still playing every game. And
I mean, he's clearly doing something that Pep likes that we don't know about.
Yeah.
But
we don't
he's,
know about it.
You know, I mean, he's certainly more of an attacking threat, you know, watching them play on the set pieces than Dias. So, yeah, Laporte for the 0.6 savings is, I think, a no-brainer if you do want to go with the second player back there with Cancelo. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What about, you know, also Zinchenko?
I mean, I think he's better than Walker, probably. Like, I think Cancelo Zin is probably better than Walker Cancelo. I mean,
Walker's a lost soul. I don't know. I think one of his best friends committed suicide or something like
that.
Is
that actual?
I think he got riddled. I'm not sure. That could have been. That could be misinformation. But someone was talking about that on Discord. I saw.
That's fucking awful.
I mean, he's been out for a while. I mean, Zinchenko. Ake's so bad. But I think that was just a fitness thing. You don't want to flog Zinchenko. But I mean, if you're in that spot where it's like, fuck, I only have 5.3 for the defender or 5.4, I can't afford Laporte.
Yeah.
I don't mind that total. You know, little punt on Zinchenko because. I like him a lot.
I like him a lot too.
I really like him as a player.
I think Euros made me like him a lot more because he was
really,
he was just so good. It was like we always knew he was good and Pep loved him, and that's like a good vote of confidence. But and you know the meme of like, oh, Pep plays with all midfielders or whatever, and then he just actually plays and bosses midfield for the entire tournament. I'm like, damn, this guy is fucking legit.
Yeah. All right.
So Chelsea, another terrible performance.
Fucking
and
mess. Absolute
they
mess.
Have home Liverpool and City, home Spurs, blank, blank. With, you know, their games in hand are at Brighton and home Ars, so not even good ones. C. Tyke inside said, who should we get in for our dumb Chelsea defenders? Dire Straits said, I'm looking to downgrade James, who's an under 4.6 defender. A bunch of iffy defenses with a ton of games in hand. Burnley, Leicester, and shit. Who do you got under 4.6? And then Tio said, is there any argument against immediately hitting out all Chelsea fucks? I don't think Mount is a must hit out type. I think he's the only exception.
Yeah, I agree. So I mean, and he's not that expensive. Yeah. You know, it's one of those. You know, set where are you pieces, going from there? It's like, oh, like, do you really need Bowen? Like, it's relax. Right. I mean, the team is all sorts. That said, you know, I mean, they're absolutely all hands on deck. I mean, this is the thing.
Do you see the Rom shit?
Yeah, Rom's fucking bitching about his role. I mean,
oh my God.
And Tuchel, honestly, you know, I don't follow Chelsea very closely. I don't really give a fuck about them, and nor do I follow, you know, Bundesliga or, you know, the PSG league, right? We're starting to, I think, see a little bit of why he doesn't last that long because. He's starting to appear like he's just like a petulant, emotional, like lack of control mess of a human.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, listening to him and watching him in these press conferences compared to, you know, like Stevie G, who's been a manager for 5 minutes, it's like, how are you carrying yourself? Like, where are you assigning blame? Like, how do you imagine your players are watching you talk? And how do you imagine they're perceiving you? It's like, these are just like, to me, it's just like management, not even as a football manager, it's like managing humans 101.
Yeah,
it's like, you're making all the mistakes. He's making all the mistakes over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I'm worried about them for sure. You know, the injuries are mounting. And the
defense never stayed longer than like 2 years. Well, he did at Mainz, but then Dortmund, PSG, and now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the defenses, they're going to be running, you know, it's not bad, but, you know, they're going to be running Rudiger, Aspil, Chalaba, Alonso, and some attacker playing right wing back, I guess, against your team. But, you know, the morale seems pretty low over there, and they haven't put in a really good performance, a good 90-minute performance, and I can't remember, long time, right? I mean, what was the last good 90 they put in?
That's a great question. I mean, it wasn't November. The Villa game, for sure.
Maybe the Leicester game? They won 3-0, Leicester? Game week 12?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember that game. But it must have just been a walk in the park. I don't know.
I don't know. What's your read on them?
Yeah, no, I mean, the defenders are all hits out in my opinion. There's no real reason to hold any of them.
Rudiger, terrible pick.
Terrible pick. Alonso, yep. Terrible pick.
Terrible pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think everything you said is very valid. Mount is literally the only guy in their fucking 50-man squad that I wouldn't be like, this guy has to leave my team this week.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we just stay away for a while. We'll see where they're at game week 26. Yeah, take it from there.
The fixture's turn. And the other thing, too, is, right, he sits there. He's like, I have no wing backs. Like, the rigidity of, you know, I'm a manager. I play one formation. Okay, but when do you look at, you know, the people in your room who are healthy and fit and say, wait a minute. Actually, I can't keep playing, you know, four players out of position because it won't work. You know, I mean, the lack of flexibility is just so startling, especially when he goes out to the press and speaks to the world about, you know, this nonsense. You know, I mean, the players.
And,
like,
and they have the biggest squad in the league.
In the world. Bigger I mean, they still have, you know, a ton of midfielders and shit. And he only plays two. It's like, bro, like you have all these midfielders. Like maybe play more of them than defenders when six of your defenders are injured. You know, it's not that difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more difficult than that, but you know, just, you know, fucking figure it out, dude. That's your goddamn job is to manage.
Yeah, your job is not to complain about it. It's to actually do something and get results. Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's so hard because I have to play these midfielders out of position at wingback. Like, wait a minute, bro. Play them in midfield. Like, change your fucking system. Like, that's the job done. You know, that's why you're getting paid. It's just crazy. It's
yeah.
But he's, I don't know. I liked him, but now I'm starting to dislike him. I don't know.
That's very fair. Other than, you know, bouncing around to different games, we got a bunch of other questions. Do you want any game you want to talk about specifically?
I mean, it feels like it was, you know, 3 weeks ago, but Arsenal 5.
Was that this week?
In the park. Yeah.
No, that wasn't this week.
Wasn't it?
No. It was actual last game. I was like, oh, wait, yeah. Oh, wait, no.
They didn't play.
Yeah, they didn't play. Wait, Arsenal right. 0 postponed.
Skip that. Skip, forget
Arteta.
That.
Cut Arteta. That Arteta COVID.
Patient Zero never left.
Yeah, fucking hell. Bugs like him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can just do questions. I mean,
yeah,
know,
let's do questions. I think we'll cover it basically every game in the questions. Ozzy said, haven't watched much Man U lately. Are they looking as bad for cleans as their recent results suggest? Yes.
Yes. Emphatically, yes.
Yes. By a lot, yes. What they kept. The Palace clean was fine, but the Norwich clean was a joke. We said it on here. There
not deserved.
No chance they deserve it. And then
the fact they only let up one today was absolutely insane. I mean, that was just speaks more to Burnley than anything else.
Yeah,
but they should have conceded.
Burnley had massive chances.
They could have lost the game. They could have conceded four. They gave up enough chances.
They could have scored four, to be fair.
Yeah. No, I mean, they could have scored four or five. Yeah. And Burnley were all sorts. They were the old. That was the Burnley team when we watched them. We were like, oh, we have to cap against Burnley.
Yeah.
Because they're wide open at the back, pushing the high line, so much space everywhere. And then they just do the old Burnley thing when we start doing that. And then it's a nightmare.
Wayne actually was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he made a few really good saves. Yeah.
Also, under the radar, Wayne, I think he had three key passes. Burnley exclusive.
Great long balls.
Just long ball it up and they'll shoot. ACD said, what a nightmare festive season for me. I'm on wild card ASAP. Who are the must-owns looking forward? AFCON has me nervous. And you've all followed up and said, what picks do you both agree on for a game week 21 wild card? So people are wild carding?
I don't know. But I had before that, one set question. That makes me feel like key passes should be deleted from life. Like, what is the fucking key pass?
XA is so much better.
Okay.
Key pass is any pass where the guy you pass to shoots. Even if it's from 50 fucking yards, that's key
pass. Why does that exist?
It's the same reason that people tweet about, like, shots on target and stupid ass shit.
Okay.
And that's why XA factors in the actual quality of the chance. All right. Like, it's ridiculous. must owns going forward. Wild carders or people are wild carding, I guess. Well, we mentioned the City guys.
We have no consensus on which three, I guess, other than Foden and Cancelo, I guess.
Yeah, I think Foden, Cancelo for sure. And then, I think I would go Raz with you. I mean, a wild card is different than, I was talking about not making a double move for Diaz out to get Raz is different. Fair. I think I would take the Raz upside.
Okay. All right. Love that. Yeah. Love to hear that.
Yeah. Trent, Jota would definitely be in there still.
Yep.
Who else, though?
Gelhart. Absolutely.
Gelhart, nailed.
I'm kidding.
No comment.
I mean, you obviously go for a spur, either a Son you'd go or for a Kane,
Spurs guy, yeah.
If not both, depending on
money, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, you'd probably
get Bowen almost certainly. You just run out of spots, and he's 6'6".
Yeah.
There's no like forward or other attacker you're getting who's better than him.
Well, he's in a small group of names in consideration, but I would definitely not name him in this group of dead certs.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying you'd probably end up there, but
yeah.
I don't know if there's anyone else then.
I think a Villa defender is probably reasonable. Maybe an Arsenal defender.
Yeah, Villa have a really nice run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
Arsenal defender, there's City and Spurs next to you with two blanks upcoming, so I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, that's true. I guess maybe like the 4-5 defender even isn't worth it with the bad fixtures and the blanks, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
you need the depth with the fucking COVID and shit.
Maybe you look at a Wolves defender. I don't know. I mean, you definitely want to have a third Liverpool player. Don't know which one it would be. I mean, you could do like a Van Dijk, maybe.
Yeah. Joel, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Matip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it, I think, right? For dead certs, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Okay. Yo, Bill said, all aboard. Is it time to jump on the choo-choo Cucurella train? Yes. Emphatically, yes.
Yeah.
He's so good. Another 8-pointer.
Really good. Yeah, he's really good. I mean, he's like... one of the top three buys of the season.
Yeah.
Everton, Palace, Leicester, blank, Watford, Burnley, Villa, Newcastle. You could do a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
Friends.
How many games has he started? He started like 15-ish games. He's max bones in 4.
Yeah, he's just everything he does is good. If he's in possession, he's either creating chances or completing passes. And if he's out of possession, he's either winning the ball back or winning a tackle or winning a duel. Whenever he is around the ball, good things happen. Yeah. So
it's unreal. I expected him to be the one to be like, Rom is gonna like bully this guy around, but instead it was just Dan Byrne because it's always Dan Byrne. But
I mean the main issue with Cucurella is, the rest of the team and the rest of their defense is fucking disgusting. And Dunk is still out for a month. So that's an issue. They're going to let up more chances than, you'd like for them to let up.
Right.
And,
assists are not going to be regular. I know he got one this week.
He has one. Yeah.
He has one and he plays on Brighton. So.
Yeah. So who's going to score? Right.
Yeah.
But he's definitely a fantastic player and really fun to watch. And you're going to be happy owning him and watching Brighton play because you watch him play. You're like, shit, he's the best player on the team.
Yeah.
And so those are all good things. Yeah.
Yeah. Micro.
5 million.
Yeah. Micro said straight up, Raz or Son.
Oh, God. I mean, Raz for me, it's always
gonna
be Raz.
Is it a one game week window? It's obviously Son.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know what he's asking, but longer term, it's probably Raz.
It should be both. I mean, you should be looking at, how do you get both?
Because they're
both
incredible picks. With Mo out, we have money.
Yeah.
How about fucking...
What do you think about Spurs defense?
1-1 Spurs game where Kane scores the goal, Son wins the pen, and Son gets a bone, and Kane doesn't get a bone.
Well, I mean, Kane lived off sides and missed everything else, so...
Get fucked.
Yeah, I got fucked. I mean, Son took 42 unsuccessful corners.
Yeah.
Those are all good for bonus,
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he racks
and he didn't really shoot or miss anything, really. Maybe like one or two chances, but
Kane. Yeah.
What do you think about Spurs defenders? Like, I mean, Reg's got subbed off at half, which was such a brilliant decision by Conte, who's fucking going to get sent off. But like Royale, him, like four or five. I mean, Dyer's cheap.
I actually like Dyer, I got to say. Yeah. Words I mean, that I never thought I would say. But he's just, he looks very settled. And I think that like Conte's done a good job of hiding his defensive inefficiencies, his slowness on the turn and all that stuff. And just... Letting him pass. It's like exactly what...
He's almost playing like a DM.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's exactly what managers don't do with Maguire that I think they should do. Where it's like, Maguire just gets exposed all the time. He's amazing on the ball and he's a really good passer, but he's just gets exposed for fun. Whereas Dyer is just chill. He's just in a little bubble boy playing like fucking Pirlo role for him and just distributing all over the place, looking so good. And he's so cheap. Okay. So cheap.
4-6 I mean, I'm never getting Dyer on my team ever again. But other than,
Good to know. I'm glad you asked.
Dyer's a good pick.
How about Doc comes on and just gets big chance after big chance, like he plays for Wolves?
I mean, I wish, dude, it's a reporter's asked such bad fucking questions, but I wish someone asked him why the actual fuck he put him on the left and put Gil on the right.
Well, my answer to maybe figure out what Conte would say is because he kept getting massive chances in the box on his right foot.
No, they were on his left foot. Why he didn't score. Yeah, because they were on his fucking left foot.
They just did a good job.
No. He didn't have a single one on his right foot.
All right, well, that was the thing. Yeah.
He kept trying to pull it to his right when it was a left-footed chance and fucking them up. Mm. That's what his issue was.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, but I don't know. He seems like he needs minutes. He seems like he needs minutes.
Every time he comes on, he's a fucking beast.
He must be so bad at some like hyper-specific things that we don't know.
Yeah.
Conte's like, you can't have potatoes. And he's like, it's all I eat. It's too many carbs. God. He's like, go fuck yourself. And he just doesn't play.
His shirt off and it's just like an Ireland tattoo, his whole fucking chest. He's like, what?
He's like, no more Guinnesses. And he's like, go fuck your mother. Doherty. Yeah, fucking hell, dude. He just, he played 41 minutes. He had 4 shots and 0.6 XG.
That's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, thinking about it from a footballing standpoint is obviously the pace is an issue, you know, for him because he definitely requires that position to get up and down. And the right-sided center back, whoever the fuck is playing there, is no nails defensively. So he doesn't have a lot of help there, which, you know, is problematic.
Maybe he can't play like Emerson and Doc or Regs and Doc because they're all pretty bad defensively.
Yeah, I mean, moving Royale to the left is taking, I mean, that seems problematic.
Yeah.
And
he's been good too with his right foot, like crossing and stuff like that. He can't defend, but.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, you know, it would be a difficult decision and maybe harsh, but do you need, Regs is a fucking shithouse. I think he's just a bad player, but he does. He goes down the byline and he puts the balls in. When he goes into the box, granted, he has like 1 goal this year or something?
Yeah, 1 goal. When he cuts like free kick rebound.
Yeah, like, but when he cuts inside, he has so much space. So many games you watch.
So much space.
He's in the box in space all the time does nothing with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in part because Royale doesn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
So, I feel like it would make a lot of sense to play Doc over Royale and let Regs use his pace, stay wide, and put the balls in as inaccurate as they are. I mean, they're both bad. Like, if he's shooting, it's inaccurate. If he's passing, it's inaccurate. His crossing is completely erratic, Regs's, but at least it gives you the balance because when Doc cuts inside, he actually knows what the fuck he's doing
He's an actual third attacker.
Yeah, I mean, he scores 7 goals a season, you know, for Wolves or whatever years.
Yeah, I
would love to see that.
It probably just is a defensive balance thing more than anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, and the pace is a big deal. It's a big deal. It is, I mean, the way they play. But Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, they don't really have the best mids to cover either, right? It's Skip doesn't have pace to like go wide and cover there, you know?
So. None of them do. Yeah, I mean, Hoge doesn't really have any
basically
pace.
All their defenders are awful, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of reasons why, but I do want it for science. Like, I just want
to science.
I want to fucking see it, dude.
Yeah. I would be awesome to ask. They never ask the tactical interesting questions that might get the interesting answers. They just ask the cliche, meaningless bullshit. Yeah.
Like, so it was 0-0 at half. Like, what had you feel about the game? It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, ask something interesting, you know?
Yeah, so you're unbeaten in Ain. Is this how you would have liked to start your Tottenham career?
You were happy with a point there, right? It's like, come on.
Oh, I don't know how we got there, but I'm glad we went.
Know. Yeah, me too.
Cam Ann said, is Antonio good again?
No. He's not. Watford are really bad.
Make Antonio great again? Yeah, I mean,
no. Yeah, Watford are just really bad.
He played well, but it's a stretch. I mean, they still have at Palace home lead, so they have great fixtures.
Yeah.
Attacking. You obviously hold your West Ham guys, but yeah. I don't know.
I think. I mean, it is, Watford are, you know,
best fixture. We called it weeks ago. They're the best fixture. Them in Newcastle. Yeah. It's no longer.
They're insane. I mean, watching them, dude, Bowen could have had 7 returns.
Ranieri's got to be next act, right? Him or
I don't know.
Dino? If Dino just keeps losing 3-0.
Well, I mean, my thing when I look at with Ranieri is, I mean, what is he actually supposed to do with this fucking team? Like,
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying because it's Watford and they're getting blown out every week.
They do it for fun, yeah.
I just feel like Kike Sanchez Flores is just a phone call away.
Or they could reunion with, what's his name with the hair? The fucking Silva? Marcus Silva.
Get him in there. Yeah.
Get him in there. I don't know. Yeah, Watford are a mess. But no, I mean, I think that game was a lot louder to me of Watford are diabolical than, oh, wow, West Ham are great.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that. Warren said, is Ramsey still the best 4-6 and under mid? Who's close?
No one.
Brownhill has the extra games.
Fucking riddled.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah. Yeah, there's no one, right?
No, there's no one. I mean, Hughes is 4-7.
Hughes is great.
He's always, every game he plays is great. He's a great player.
Attacking returns, not going to happen. No.
Yeah. I mean, he did get an assist, but yeah.
Yeah. No, it's Ramsey. It's Ramsey.
Yeah, it's definitely Ramsey.
Vikings and macro question for halfway mark. Oh, yeah, it's halfway. Nice. What are your biggest takeaways?
The Harry Potter pods.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What are your biggest takeaways about the season so far? What are you looking forward to in the second half?
Dude, I'm really pumped to find out what the next COVID variant is.
Sigma. I can't wait to find out.
Delta, Omicron. I mean, whatever the next variant is, that's what I'm looking forward to in the second half of the season. To see how competently the FA and FPL towers, the Premier League, the British government, how they handle it.
Yeah.
Right. And just watching that unfold is what I have to look forward to.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Newcastle's transfer business in January.
Oh, hey. Can't wait. That's a really good answer. Benteke maybe for sale.
I've been looking forward to that for like months. I just feel like they're going to buy every overpaid, over the hill, washed player that they can. Yeah. They're just going like, Obbs, buy fucking Benteke. Like, fucking.
Please buy Zaha.
Just get everyone. Just get them all in there. Milner.
I still, every time the Newcastle game, watching Newcastle, that owner guy and that.
Yeah, the robot.
That Stepford wife.
Yeah.
They go to every game together. I've never seen them face each other, talk to each other. It's like they don't, but they go to every game. What the fuck is that shit?
I don't know. She's just a robot accompaniment. I don't know. Hired by Saudi Arabia. Dude, like, I don't know.
Like, imagine if you go to a game with someone, not even like us, right? There wouldn't be a second of silence, like we would be talking the whole time. But even if you go with someone who's just a human being who you've met before, you would be talking during the game. You would be talking to each other
the whole game.
They don't. They
when like even, a thing, when a thing happens, I'd be like, "Oh fuck yeah. me!" You know, just give me one of those. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Callum goes dude. Down. He's like, "Fuck, we have to buy a fucking striker." You know, like just nothing. Yeah,
I want. So she's I like that.
Not human. I don't know.
Do you think that they're gonna go to every? Because they've gone to every game together.
Have you seen her and the Madame Tussauds wax thing of her in the same room? Just saying. Yeah, I hope they go to every fucking game.
I like that. I like watching. I like that watch.
I
like,
love when it cuts to
that
them.
Game, they have it's like check. Like yep, they went to that game together. Like next game, like check. You know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I'm into that for the next half of the season too.
I mean, he's gonna be staking like 200 mil in January, and then he gets to go watch it play. He's just like gonna watch his money light on fire. I don't know.
Yeah, with this fucking metallic.
It's so good.
Thing next to him.
It's so good.
Newcastle.
Yeah. M-Dog in. Jeff D said, for New Year's Day matches, should we be looking to bring in good boys and family men who are unlikely to be partying the night before? Low X-Chav this week. Very good.
So Foden and Jack out?
Foden and Jack out. We have to revise the earlier section of the pod. Foden is no longer on the best three city guys list. Yeah, boys are going to be bad this week. There's going to be a spike of Omicron, and there's going to be a spike of, you know, not going to work here anymore. Yeah, STDs, exactly. Yeah, just get in Muslim players. No drinking.
They're except for Mane, because he's been drinking all
season. He's clearly been on the sauce. Yeah,
he's sauced up.
Liverpool's influenced him too much. He's lived what in the city too long.
We don't have to go there. Yeah, that's too soon. Don't follow that up.
Ben Neal said, should we cash in on Gallagher or hold as a good long-term pick? Midfield slots are at a premium with Jota, Foden, Son, Bowen, etc. So it might be time to go.
I just, one other thing. Wolves defenders, I think, are back on the menu. Because their fixtures, you know, are good after this Man United.
After United.
Yeah, game. I mean, they have Southampton.
They're pretty good. They're not great.
Benham, our Spurs, Leicester. Yeah, I guess those are medium. But, dude, they clean.
Yeah, you know, they I mean, clean
all
a
they
lot.
Do. All they do is park. They don't play anything
yeah,
but
defense.
Yeah,
we need to see if they're. There's rumors already that United Wolves is getting COVID-ed off. So.
I can't accept that. How could that possibly happen? They haven't played in 3 weeks.
Dude, I have
how
no
could
idea.
They still be fucking riddled?
Couldn't tell you. No idea.
They have so many players.
No idea.
Oh my goodness. That would be insane.
Yeah. But yeah. No, they are on the menu for sure.
Gallagher? Yeah, I mean, he's not a good pick. So I don't know where you're getting that from. I mean, he had one good game in the last, you know, 2 months and he had that brace, but he's sandwiched that with blanks all over the show.
With really he's bad fixtures. And does he have COVID or why was he out?
Yeah, he's got the Ritalin.
Yeah, so you got to get him out. Because, I mean, he's at Brighton and home Liverpool after this week, where he probably can't play this week either.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really bad. Maybe get him back in for 24, though, when they have a nice run.
I mean, I still just don't think he's a good pick.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch his play. I mean, it's just, he doesn't, he's so good, but he doesn't have that many chances. Like, he's like the typical, like, overperforming XG, even though I have no idea.
I don't know. I think he's better than that. I think he's kind of good, but I would never keep him right now for sure.
Yeah.
Yo Bills again. He said, only two more questions. Yo Bills again. He said, are you benching any guys in the City versus Arsenal game or the Pool versus Chelsea game or just letting them ride?
Well, I'm gonna
bench
Alonso the
Ramsdale
fuck
and White.
Bob the Monster back in, baby.
Bob straight in.
I want his 3 points so badly.
Easiest clean of his life. Way ever
you know that Ramsdale's going to get more points than him, right?
No.
Actually, I'm going to start
Ramsdale. I
don't
know that.
I'm going to start Ramsdale.
That way one of us wins?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like
I'm
going to
do it for us.
I like
I'm going to do it for us. I'm clicking the button right now.
For the seesaw balance.
The monster out. Put Ramsdale in. Save your team. Done.
I mean,
so we got that going.
So I'm benching my Arsenal guys. I'm not benching City guys. I'm not benching Liverpool guys. And I'm maybe not going to own any Chelsea guys. So
not going to work. What would you do? You know, you have Martinelli, Saka. You know, I mean,
I would never play them. Yeah, I would bench.
Wouldn't play
them. I mean, wouldn't transfer out. I think they're totally fine to transfer out. We've been saying it nonstop on the pod. I mean, City, Spurs, Martinelli's Burnley, another Wolves, one. Brendan, Watford. I don't know.
Martinelli is going to die in my team.
Yeah, I mean, he's cheap enough. I'm never
transferring him out.
Yeah, I'd be more inclined to keep him because he's so cheap. Yeah. But Saka to a better guy seems worth it to me.
Okay. Yeah. So what, you know, Martinelli versus Mr. Wee Scouser, Joe Gelhart, where would you go for that one this week?
Gelhart.
I might start him.
He's starting my team.
Oh my God. Okay.
My bench is Ben White, Cucho, and Gilmore, whose game got canceled.
Yeah. So,
dude, so my Gelhart's team is stacked. How is my team so bad?
Dude, it's so good. You're starting Wee Joe. It's going to be great.
I mean, instant when I looked at my team, it's like, well, Gelhart's in. Home Burnley compared to those fucking games? It's not even close.
Really need Leeds to put a result up, dude. We cannot have Burnley getting 3 points in this one.
This is a big game. Relegation game.
Yeah. I will never root for a team. I will never root for Leeds as hard as I will on Sunday.
Oh my God.
That's going to be the only game I'm paying attention to.
That's a huge game.
I want Leeds to win so badly.
The 538 relegation odds for Leeds, 22%. Burnley, 37%.
It's going to be better.
It's fourth and they're fourth and fifth highest, most likely to get relegated according to this.
Dude, that Sunday first slate is rough.
Read them to me.
Brentham, Villa, Everton, Brighton, Leeds, Burnley, Southampton, Newcastle.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, baby.
All of those games are so bad.
They're going to be bad to watch.
Southampton Newcastle could be fun, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know who's going to play for Newcastle. They might be so riddled and injured, it might be.
What if Dwight Gale plays?
I'm so worried that he's not going to play
him. I don't think he's going to start him.
You think he's going to just play Joelinton up top and play all the football locks back
Max,
in?
Say Max, Joelinton, and like Murphy or some shit. Or Fraze.
Oh my God. I hate that. I fucking hate that. He
gets no respect.
He gets no respect. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, last question. This is just Warren coming in with the hottest of questions right here. Ready for this shit?
Okay.
He says, in a vacuum, Cash or Dyer?
Cash or Dyer? Oh, like Matty Cash.
Matty Cash.
What does in a vacuum mean in this instance? Isn't it just like, who do you prefer?
Yeah, I think that's what he means. I don't know what else he would mean.
I would go Cash.
I think I would go Cash to Cash.
Yeah, but the correct answer is Target.
Cash to Cash.
Yeah, I would go Target.
Right. Fair enough. Yeah.
That's that.
Okay. Questions done. Yeah, one day off, so let's look at our teams. What are you doing? Right. How many hits are you looking for?
Not too. No. Relax, dude. Relax. Okay. Not too many hits, okay. You know?
Okay.
No, Alonzo's a fucking huge issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I could bench him and start Gelhart.
Easy. Are you saving? Oh my God, save. Save. Oh my God,
I could put Alonzo second on the bench.
Shyamalan fucking twist at the end with a Walsh save.
I could put Alonzo second on the bench behind Martinelli, start Gelhart.
Easy.
Kind of like all this because I need to figure out how to get rid of Shimkass for Rabo. I am worried about Shimkass not starting, but I don't care about that too much.
He's 100% starting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Milner coming in there.
Dude, Milner is washed. Okay. Milner hasn't put in a single good minute this season.
You're right.
Putting him at left back. All respect to James Milner. Absolutely love him and his fucking tea and shit. But like, he is not a contributor to Liverpool Football Club anymore.
You're right.
Wow, Walsh save. I fucking love that for you.
I mean, we could wake up tomorrow with four games canceled.
Oh, it's, you know,
and,
oh,
I'm on, and then I'm on a minus 30. But
yeah, the deadline on Saturday is 6 a.m. my time.
I'm not
3 a.m. your time.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
I don't think I'm gonna either. The only way I'll do it is if I stay up till 5, which is very, that's like a 50-50 chance if I'm up that late or not.
Yeah.
So then I'll look at my team again then, but I'm not gonna set an alarm for 5:30. I can't do that. Can't have that.
What about you? What are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, when I look at my starting 11, it's mostly good, and then I have like Alonso home Liverpool. Bill against anyone is a nightmare. Mount home Liverpool. Those are my bad guys. So I don't really know. I don't really know what I'm gonna do yet. I think I'll definitely do Alonso out. Maybe to like Cucurella, maybe to, you know, I don't know who else. Maybe a Spurs guy or some shit like that. Or
yeah, I mean, I think a Villa defender is a good
guy,
show.
Maybe a Villa guy. There's a lot of decent options that I like. So not an Arsenal guy is the only one that I won't go to because they have City.
Yeah, and then the blanks. And you already have White. And
Rain, I already, and, you know,
you don't need a triple there. Yeah, no. I mean, I think Alonso out makes a lot of sense for your team, given how it looks. And,
you and know, then I mean, really want to get rid of Bill. Like, he's so bad and just causing me so much pain.
I mean, that doesn't... I mean, what kind of hit could you do there? You know, can you do anyone but Foden?
Probably not.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I still think that's... You know, you're going to be happy to do that. You know, downgrade, I mean, Alonso.
Who's, like, the cheapest good defender? Like, I don't even know.
I mean, it's like 4-2 or 4-3, something like that. But that doesn't get you. That doesn't get you to Raz.
That doesn't get me anywhere. Not even close.
So yeah, I mean, I think you should do Foden. I think you should do that hit and stop torturing yourself with this.
Yeah, Bilv, dude, unbelievable. Got an assist the week I got him in. Then 1-2-2-3, and in those games, City score fucking how many goals?
I don't know. 19.
Unbelievable. All right.
And then Cap.
I'm on Kane. You're on Son?
Yeah, me too. No, I'm on Kane too.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that's wrong?
No.
I feel like Son's looked absolute dog.
Yeah, I feel like he's been a bit off it. He had the way better underlying stats this week. He was much more like in the box on the ball, but I still think he like looked bad.
I'll cap Son. Well, let's diversify it.
It's nice because, you're starting Ramsdale, I'm starting Bob, you're capping Son, I'm capping Kane.
Let's
like,
go for that. Let's
what,
do that.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, you know,
we're both starting Gelhardt. Like, this is all good vibes.
I was mostly thinking about capping Raz, but the early kickoff is very unsettling to me. And Watford are so bad.
I think Raz is capable.
All right, I'm going to cap Raz.
Yeah, all due respect to Arsenal. I love what they're doing. I think Arteta's doing a great job. I think they're a good young team. They're going to get fucking shit stomped.
I thought you were going to say, like, yeah, that's a terrible option.
No,
but
absolutely.
All right, so I'm on
totally
Raz.
Totally fine. Okay.
Do you know, whenever I don't captain Raz when I want to captain Raz, he scores 14 points. And whenever I do cap Raz when I want to captain Raz, he scores 8 points. So this could
that's
be
a win-win.
Either 8, 14, somewhere in between.
That's
no
a
problems.
Win-win. Yeah.
I think I'm going to be capping Raz a lot in the near future.
So you're saying, should I take another hit and get rid of Mo and make it Raz instead?
No. You're not an unserious manager like me.
Well, it's becoming unserious very quickly. It's
dude,
unraveling.
You're still doing very well this year. You're going to you're it's halfway point. You're 250k. You're going to have top 100k's very close.
Yeah, okay.
No, do the right thing.
Okay, do the right thing. That's my job.
Do Foden, you know. Well, you know, the other thing you could do is, you know, if you're not, you know, if you do want to do a Raz or Kevin, is do someone else other than Bilv.
So I have a City spot.
Allows you for Mo.
Yeah. Right, the week after.
Could you get Son?
The thing is, next week I need to get rid of fucking Mount. The City.
You don't.
Unless he has a double, I guess.
Yeah, unless he has a double.
But yeah, that'll make it more acceptable.
I mean, you always have the Gelhardt option.
Always have Gelhardt.
So
yeah, I guess I'm just gonna ride Mount out until the blanks because he's just ticking and he's really good and whatever.
Set pieces.
Like, it's not a disaster.
Yeah. I think at this point, looking at the other players and the positions in your team, holding him for the next three isn't the worst thing in the world. It's just bad. But,
yeah.
you know, you could revisit that, obviously, but
all right. I got a little bit of thinking to do, but we'll see how many games get canceled tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
Anus apps, no new signups. We're just ringing in the new year with no new friends. What else is new?
Not much.
Not much, dude. Not much. All right, we did a good job. We're potting again on Monday after this game week, and then we're gonna take a week and a half break, and we'll be back the Thursday before the game week after that. So, yeah, good. Happy New Year, everyone. Any last words?
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, brother. Check us out at FMLFPL.com. Follow on Twitter at FMLFPL. Support Patreon.com/FMLFPL. Subscribe, rate, review, too.
Podcast Network.